KTCK, Dallas-Fort Worth. KTBK, Sherman-Denison. KTDK, Sanger. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. We couldn't wait for success, so we've gone on without it.
3:54 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. We're going to get the Hardy Awards presentation. Hardy 04 up and running here in just a little bit, but right now, very early in the presentation today, we're going to stop down for a little
entertainment news for you.
And this is brought to you by Texas Tickets, 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. Tonight, the Stars at the AAC. Also, they're playing over there Sunday night. Tonight, a very, very big game for the Stars as Snowball rolls through here. And then they'll be there Sunday. The Little Mavericks are at home against the Houston Rockets tomorrow night. And then on Monday, Lincoln Park, POD, and Hoobastank will be at the AAC. Texas Tickets with great seats for all of those games and the Lincoln Park show, 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. So let's say we get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room and let's say hello. The most abrasive, over-the-top personality. And if you don't believe me today, come see him tonight. You'll see for yourself. Here is Cobra.
And now it's time for the snake.
Yeah, so is a chipmunk.
Last Wednesday, we told America that Angelina Jolie had taken a lover. That was her words. Those were her words.
I've taken a lover.
I've taken a lover. And an old soccer ball pump. And it turns out that her lover is none other
Studer than Vern Troyer.
digging it. Than Jared Leto.
Didn't your wife like him?
I like him.
I thought you said your wife did.
He could have your wife right now.
There's probably about 50,000 people who could have my wife right now. Not
because she's so out on him.
Yeah, she hates me.
Who is this person?
Jared Leto? Leto?
Is he in the Gin Blossoms?
He was in, what was the heroin movie?
Requiem for a Dream?
Yeah, he was in that.
He's really good looking. Let me put it that way. He's got blue eyes.
He played
Steve Prefontaine.
Prefontaine.
In Pre.
He's got a really
nice... He was good in that, too.
He was very good.
In what?
Prefontaine. The Pre, I think that was the name of the movie.
Distance Pre. Runner. Actually, the guy that started Nike.
Yeah. He was also in My So-Called Life, that MTV show with Claire Danes back in the day when she played in high school.
Oh, he was Jordan Catalano.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Isn't he a little young for her?
Well, she's pretty young herself.
She's 28.
She's only 28?
I know. She's been through the ringer. She's 28.
I thought she was in her late 30s.
No. He's probably
in her late 40s.
I bet he's older than she is.
Yeah, he's probably right around 30.
Wow. So he's hammering that.
Yeah. And I knew it. I knew it right when that show came on, My So-Called Life, that he was going to hit all of Hollywood. Knock that right out of the park, whoever he wanted. Because he's a good-looking guy, and I hate him. God, I hate his guts. He was engaged to Cameron.
That was a good show.
He was engaged to Cameron Diaz. That's the guy.
Well, he made a good decision by getting rid of that skank.
Yeah.
I don't think she's a skank.
Oh,
a
yeah.
Bitch. My.
Just
a simple actress.
I know it's Friday.
Trying to make a buck.
Control yourself.
Did you watch My So-Called Life?
Yeah.
It's a great show.
Yeah, it was.
Well, I thought, for my generation, but for Oldie Olderson over here, it probably wasn't too cool to be watching it. What were you doing watching that?
Well, at the time, the
material?
The squid was about, what?
One?
Seven, eight, something like that.
Yeah.
And I was kind of interested in anything that might give me a little bit of insight to the teen angst that I was surely headed for.
That's nice.
Then don't watch 13.
Was it My So-Called Life? Is that what it's called? What was the one with Corky on it?
Yeah.
That was Life Goes On.
Yeah, I knew there was life in it somehow. Well, good for you. Way to connect with your daughter. That's impressive. And you liked it.
Yeah, I did.
Did you like Corky?
I did like Corky.
Cha-cha-cha.
Cha-cha-cha.
There is more controversy surrounding the Passion. The Passion of the Christ, which opens up next Wednesday.
I tell you what Mel Gibson needs to do. He needs to keep his dad quiet.
We'll get to that in a second there.
Wow.
Hammer. Mel announced that the film will now open in 2,800 theaters instead of the 2,000 that were originally scheduled, saying that demand is so high. There have already been $10 million in advanced ticket sales. Advanced ticket sales. Who does that?
I think that's Killer Tim Brooks.
Only the Ewok dorks.
I think that's Killer Tim Brooks.
I thought that was Thunderbolt Patterson.
No, I think that's ex-wrestler Killer Tim Brooks. I think it is.
Great.
Greg was distracted autograph. By wrestlers of the 80s.
That would be a wrestler of the
70s. Thunderbolt Patterson.
$10 million, though, people have sucked those tickets up in advance. And mainly it's churches wanting to go see their flock to go see it. By the way, we're going to review this movie next week, probably on Friday, once we have a chance to go see it. And Robert Wolanski is going to be our special guest reviewer. He's already seen it. It
might be difficult to get a ticket between now and then.
You think Wednesday or Thursday? Everything like morning shows?
I don't think we're going to need a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
I don't think we're going to be able to see it Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday.
There's no way.
We'll be able to see it over the weekend then. But we need Wolanski in there because Wolanski is of the Jewish faith.
Yeah. What does that mean?
There's a lot of controversy concerning. What do you mean? What does that mean? You know exactly what it means.
I just wanted you to explain it.
Yeah, don't try to pin me in a hole.
Hey, a lot of people blame the Jews.
Right. And Wolanski saw it, and he said, "Quote: This was his short review
Terrible.
To me.
No.
Now he said, if you enjoy seeing Jesus get the S beat out of him for 2 hours, you'll enjoy this film. He said he was afraid to leave the theater.
Why?
Even though he's there with with Gary Cogill. And Gene Shalit.
Well,
because they portrayed the Jews in such a negative light.
It was once told to me that Jesus engaged in some other activities that might have eased his pain a little bit.
Like what? Prayer?
Yeah. Worship?
Yeah, perhaps.
Meditation?
Yeah, all those things.
Well, Mel Gibson's father has really flamed the fire by saying, "The Jews are after one world religion and one world government."
Uh-oh.
They are conspiring to take over the world. That is the hot sports opinion of Catholic extremist Hutton Gibson.
Bob Gibson.
Hutton Gibson, who is 85 and obviously lost his freaking mind.
Think he's set in his ways?
What evidence does he have of that?
Nothing.
They mainly just want their own country and people to leave them alone. They're not trying to take over any world religion.
I know.
That's the craziest thing I've ever heard. What proof does he have?
Nothing. He's crazy. And that's another reason why the Jewish...
You know what? If I was him...
You're too far away.
No, I can move. Go ahead.
Give me a little skin.
No, I'm not giving you a little skin. I'd rather drink mule pee.
Than what?
Than give you a high five.
You'd rather do what?
You heard me. I'd rather drink mule pee.
Mule pee.
Mule pee. President Bush has said that he wants to see The Passion of the Christ. And do you think he'll have to go down to Lowe's and order up some popcorn and a soda pop and sit there with...
He's going
the
to
general population?
He's going to City Place.
Is he?
Yeah, the Mexican movie.
I mean, do you think that he has to do that?
You think he'll be in there with Gin Pop?
Who's Gin Pop?
General population.
Oh. I don't know. You think he'll demand to go see the matinee because it's $4.50?
He probably already has the DVD.
Well, he has his own screening room.
Well, that's what we need. We need the DVD so we don't have to go see it ourselves.
Well, you know what we're going
to
have to do?
Give us a DVD.
We're going to have to have one of those people that bought up all the tickets go in there with their video camera.
Right.
And
if only Expo was still here, he could always arrange that where we could see it after hours.
Expo.
But he's not here anymore.
I guarantee you we could arrange to see it at midnight one night.
Expo.
Okay, then okay.
Would you be in for that?
Yes, I would.
You would?
Yes.
How about you? I know Danny would. He can stay up that late. Can you, Oldie?
No.
Just as long as we can make last call.
Yeah, we'll be done by 1:50. So we have a last call after The Passion of Christ.
Yeah. So they're looking at your watch. Man, if you hurry up, I mean, I got to get the last call.
Dump that.
That's just not cool.
Jesus. I agree, Mike. That was terrible. I can't believe we had to dump you for saying that.
Why did you say that, Mike?
I didn't.
Whatever.
Say anything.
Whatever. Scum. You disgust me. There's going
Mike
to be
Reiner.
A real-life search for Rocky, the fighter, as Mark Burnett, who is the mastermind behind Survivor, and DreamWorks head Jeffrey Katzenberg, they're going to conduct a reality show where they will follow boxers from training through a series of fight challenges, with the ultimate winner getting a shot at becoming a pro prize fighter.
Oh, gosh. You know what? If they did that and they had any talent, somebody would have found them before now.
That's what I say. Only I didn't say it out loud like you did.
Snake.
They also say that they're going to try to launch their own boxing federation independent of the three main bodies, the WBA, WBC, and IBO. Mark Burnett and Jeffrey Katzenberg are going to start their own boxing federation.
In the Midwest?
Well, I don't know where it's going to be. We're not sure exactly where it's going to be.
Cobra.
You have another story, because that one wasn't very interesting.
You know, I'm just...
Cobra.
This is an interesting story.
Give us something good.
Snake.
All right. How about a good casino story? Nelly, rapper Nelly.
There are no good casino stories. Go on to something else.
Everybody familiar with the rapper Nelly? I think he did Get Low and I can't remember the rest of it.
No.
Didn't he?
Mm-mm.
He didn't do Get Low?
No, it was somebody else. That was
50
Cent. Who was it?
Hey,
Danny, you're not slap the bitch.
Yeah, that one.
What'd I do?
Nothing, never mind.
You weren't playing along, Danny.
Never mind.
Moron.
Well, who did that?
Hey, Greg. Did what? Nelly?
No, Get Low.
Loon.
Get Low, slap the bitch.
There was a casino in Jefferson City, Missouri, which hosted Nelly's birthday party, a late-night birthday party.
In where? Jefferson City?
Yes.
They're just casinos everywhere. I remember when there were casinos in two towns.
Atlantic City and Vegas.
Yeah, and they didn't have them in Atlantic City until 76.
Better world back then.
It was. It was a lot better world.
The casino, though, broke the law by allowing Nelly to bet above the limit which was posted. Because Nelly was losing money.
Thank you, my friend.
And said, you know what? I know your limit's $12. Not tonight. So, the owner...
$20.
Ah, yes.
The owner said, okay, you bet whatever you want, which is highly illegal from a gaming commission standpoint. And they could get shut down.
They're pretty serious about that.
Yes, they are.
The only problem is that they make so much money on casinos, they're not about to shut them down. They'll fine them.
Was he playing blackjack?
They don't do it again.
Doesn't say what he was playing.
A lot of those places, there's no high stakes at all, like in Colorado, in Blackhawk.
Oh, $10?
$5. $5 a hand on blackjack. So, say you have a $5 bet,
yep.
And you get an 11 and you want to double down? No, sir.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do it.
Well, that's a crock.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
$5 a hand.
That's how they get that high-dollar entertainment. Remember when we drove past there on the way back from Vail that one time and their headliner was Louis Anderson? I mean, they were promoting the hell out of Louis Anderson like he was coming to save the day. Van Morrison is setting his spring tour. You interested in that, Mike? Van Morrison spring tour?
Very much so.
You say that I'm uneducated in the ways of Van Morrison.
Mm-hmm, you are.
Because I've only heard what they play on the radio. And I like Into the Mystic. I don't like Brown Eyed Girl. And that's about all I know.
Does Bone play that?
No.
No.
No, they don't.
He's too lightweight for them.
Totally.
They play Texas country rock that rocks.
Would you stop messing with your watch?
I'm trying to set it.
Well, do it on your own time, not my time.
I'm listening.
No, you're not.
I am.
And the
okay, yes, you're uneducated in the ways of Van Morrison.
That's all I wanted to hear. And the...
You don't know nothing about him.
The producer of the Oscars has told the winners, or to be winners, that they can have speeches as long as they want, saying that moments are what make the Oscars, and that I'm not going to set a time limit on how long you can get up there and talk.
So there's really?
Yeah.
They're going to do that this year?
Yes.
They're not going to have segue music?
Don't think so.
They're gonna, not going to get them off there with a cane.
It says some of it is talking about the moments. They say some of it is from the casting, some of it is getting lucky with awards, but most of it is really trying to make an atmosphere that allows the performers to feel comfortable and speak from the heart once they've won.
All right, then they'll get up there and there will be a rash of political statements. There might be a lot of cussing.
You know what
they
this
will
is, don't
the
you?
Day on that.
No, you know what this is, don't you? It's them firing back for the network using a delay.
Yeah, that's true. Last
year, they were bent out of shape about that delay.
Last year, they said if you pulled out a piece of paper and started to read from a list, you're done. So this year, do whatever you want.
People that...
That was last year. They couldn't remember who to thank and everything. This year, you can do whatever you want.
Come on, give us a story about the Bachelorette.
You know what? We're late. We have the Arby's Awards.
Not the Arby's, the Hardee's.
Oh.
Don't diminish our awards.
Okay.
We're working very hard on this.
We're going to give away the beef and cheddar next.
Yes, beef and cheddar on the way. 411 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.